Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are continuing our journey through the We Too scriptures, and just really grateful for your feedback, and hope that this September 1st is a really great day for you. So today's verse comes from Ephesians 5, 6 through 14, and this continues to be in the HCSB version of the Bible. We'll jump to the New Revised Standard Version when we begin our new book, and that will happen later in the month, and I will let you know when that's coming. Today's verse says this: "Let no one deceive you with empty arguments, for God's wrath is coming on the disobedient because of these things. Therefore, do not become their partners. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light results in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, discerning what is pleasing to the Lord. Don't participate in the fruitless deeds and works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what is done by them in secret. Everything exposed by the light is made clear, for what makes everything clear is light. Therefore, it is said, 'Get up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and the Messiah will shine on you.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just thank you for the metaphor of light that you use throughout the Old and New Testament, particularly in this place in Ephesians where Paul talks about the darkness and the light. So today I just want to pray that there would be a resurgence of light. We want to see goodness, righteousness, and truth prevail in our midst. We are tired of the darkness and the hiding and all of the sin that is encompassed in that darkness. Lord, I'm really grateful for this difficult verse. Don't participate in the fruitless words of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what is done by them in secret. And Lord, that is my prayer today, that there would be a grand exposure of particularly this issue of sexual exploitation, sexual abuse, sexual harassment going on in the world today, that you would begin to send people into these dark places. I know that there has been a mighty move of you, Lord, throughout the world to expose the evil of sex trafficking, and I'm so grateful for that. I pray that the body of Christ would rise up and bring resources to those folks, and that there'd be more people doing that work. I pray for law enforcement and the lawyers who are trying to prosecute those who have harmed people. And Lord, I pray that you would give them tenacity to continue to do that. Lord, we don't want pedophiles on our streets. We want to see children safe and protected. And within our church structures, Lord, if there are folks like this harming, especially our children in our midst, Lord, would you be so kind as to expose them and send people who are not afraid to confront darkness and are not afraid to bring this to the light, to actually bring it to the light. And I pray for a receptive leadership. So often when these accusations are brought forward, it's handled so poorly. And so, Lord, may this be a new way and a new day and a new avenue of how to do things, that church leaders would be more interested in supporting the victim than in believing those who have perpetrated. Lord, also help us not to allow those folks who are perpetrating against children to move to new contexts and just feel like, well, I've washed my hands of it. It's out of my congregation. Someone else can deal with it. That's not a very high view, Lord, of the body of Christ, because it's still harming the body of Christ. It's only protecting your own institution. So, Lord, I pray for brave leaders who will dare to speak up. And I pray for protection for our churches and for our institutions, that those who are predatory would be found out. I pray you give us better and deeper discernment about who are wolves. And Lord, I know that false accusation happens. I also know it's excessively rare, but I thank you that there are places in investigations that can help clear that out. Lord, help us to err on the side of the vulnerable who expose something like this. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us this insight and this wisdom. Thank you for those who are sounding the alarm, and help us to speak up if the time comes. We love you and we praise you for the fact that you absolutely welcomed children on your lap and you loved them so well, and you talked about millstones when it came to people who hurt children. So Lord, help us to have that same passion as you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So thankful for you, and thankful for all of your willingness to listen. If you have never listened to this podcast before, the format is I read a scripture and then I pray according to that scripture. And this podcast has gone all over the world, and I'm really, 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 really grateful for that. So anyway, I hope you're having a great day, and be blessed, my friend.